Blog Talk Radio.
But the seed is grown, I can't make it on my own. Summer came around and the flowers bloomed. He became the sun, I became the moon. Precious gifts that we both received. What good is it?
Try to take it by the way I go.
How was your day?
Oh, productive.
Productive. Yes.
That's what I do.
Be productive.
Well, work. Get shit done, you know?
Right. I understand. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. So,
interesting. Is there anything interesting?
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 weeks?
In the last 2 weeks.
Hmm. Yeah, not that I want to discuss on air, yeah, not really.
Nothing you want to discuss on air?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about it some other time.
Right. I mean, if you have a specific question, I might answer it.
I asked a specific question.
What do you mean? It's a broad reach.
anything interesting. You see?
No.
Well, you said nothing you want to discuss on air.
I mean, it wasn't a bad tweet. I'll say that. Money always makes it better.
I really didn't make out the last part. I heard something about feel better.
I said someone always makes it better.
Well, that's a good thing.
Right. Definitely.
Okay. Job security.
You said job security?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How is your team doing?
Oh my goodness. Life is great.
Nice to see it. He's a good friend.
Life is great. That's all I can say.
It's a good friend. I take it. So I'll take it. So for tonight's topic. Competition in relationships.
Competition in relationships. Wow.
Is it healthy or necessary?
Is what necessary?
I said, is it healthy? Is it necessary? What do you think?
I think... if we're building together, why should we be competing against one another?
Mm-hmm.
Because you and I are a unit, so if it's you and I, we should be going in the same direction. So it should be us against the world or us against everyone else. Well, we're not even competing. We're just, actually, I misspoke. We are competing. We're competing against our previous position. Not against anyone else or anything else. We're just competing against what we were yesterday, last week, or last year even.
Mm-hmm.
So it is healthy in that regard, and it is necessary in order so you can continue to grow and not become stagnant or complacent.
Definitely.
What's your thoughts? Do you agree?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, who are you going to compete with, right? You're competing with someone else who's already established. That doesn't make sense because let's think of racing on a track. We're stretching. They're already on their fourth lap. So it wouldn't make sense for us to compete with them because they've already been running.
Right.
So who are we going to compete with? Once we get running, the only thing we can do is compete with the time that we had before and improve our clicks.
Right. Absolutely.
I think that could be detrimental to a relationship, especially when you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're taking on more debt. You're, you know, working more hours and neglecting the family, you know, whatever the case may be. And not to mention if they're in some type of alternative lifestyle, you know, now... you're taking that on, although you may not be comfortable with it, just to be doing what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it becomes unhealthy.
Gotcha. Yeah, that could be. I get it. I respect that.
What's your take on it?
I mean, pretty much the same thing. I feel the same way. Definitely. I mean, I just want to make sure. I wouldn't say competing, but I just want to make sure I'm always in a state of reciprocity. So, like, I want to give what you give me. And, I mean, I'm a little lot cocky. So, I mean, I definitely always want to make sure that I set the bar. So that kind of competition, I don't think is unhealthy or not necessary. Because I don't want to, you know, I don't ever want our relationship to be tired or old or monotonous. Like, definitely don't want that experience. So, I agree.
Well, I mean, so even in that regard, you're self-improving. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To better the relationship, to keep the relationship edgy. But that still has nothing to do with anyone else.
Right.
It's outside of the relationship. That's, again, that's where it becomes unhealthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially as men, you know, we go and we think, you know, we hear, oh, man, for my birthday, my wife is going to give me a threesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, man, that's what's up. That's cool, yeah. Maybe I'll, but it's like, bro, you got, like, jealous tendencies, right? You got insecurities. So why would you want to bring that in? In addition to, you're already having other issues. You know, her already having other issues. So now you're going to bring another party in the mix, and y'all foundation not even solid. But he's trying to keep up with his partner, with the Joneses.
Mm-hmm. Did you even think that would be something specific that he wanted? Not versus keeping up with someone else. But I definitely understand what you're saying. Like, I don't, I mean, I'm personally, I don't like to share, but to each his own. But I, you know, sometimes, I mean, typically you hear that that's, like, most men's fantasy versus trying to keep up with somebody else.
No, let's keep it all the way above. All the way, a whole one, right now. Some men may have a hard time keeping up with the one.
True.
And now you want to add one more? Now, if your goal is to satisfy both, there may be a problem. Now, maybe it's just about the visual. Maybe, you know, you see this and you see her doing this to your wife, and now you over there in the corner, you know, went from a smile to a frown because it's like, damn, when I did it, she wasn't responding like that. And now you got a whole OJ situation. So let's just, bro, just do your part and be the best for her. It's like you want her to be the best for you instead of trying to bring somebody from the outside that's going to shit on your ego.
Right. Interesting.
Oh, that was just a, you know, service announcement, that's all.
Right. A service announcement. You got it. Nope. I was watching, I can't remember the movie, but Kelly Rowland was in the movie. And it was actually the wife who wanted the open marriage. And then they got divorced because he really was only doing it for her.
I mean, it sounds good or it looks good on paper.
I mean, typically, most men are territorial. So.
I am. I'm very territorial. And I'm not insecure about my manhood at all.
But?
Actually, it could even be stated that I'm possessive because it's mine, right?
Right.
Now, it's all fun and games. It's all cool. Like I said, it looked good on paper. It sounds good when you just throw it in the air. But the moment you run across John Doe and you size him up and you go home and look in the mirror and it's like, damn, like, we might need to take this off the table. Or even vice versa.
He was fine as long as a woman was there. But then she brought another man home. And he was not happy. But she brought a man home without him. And he wasn't happy about it.
But it's the same for the woman, right? So it's all good to see her, you know, swinging from the chandelier. And it's like, oh, nah. He could just be laying there.
I'm not.
And you're like, oh, I saw you, you know, whatever. And he was just laying there. But either way it goes, it's because of the competition.
Yeah, I'm not insecure, but I don't really believe in sharing my things. So there's that. Mine is mine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But to each of them, like I always say, what works for others very seldom works for you, but here's that.
I'm going to save you from the disappointment. It's in the music industry, you know, you have the opening acts and you have the headliners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, think of it like I'm the opening act. The headliner may feel like he's just going to go home. Outcast opening for your local artist.
Yeah,
but the point is, as a couple, his mission should be to satisfy her.
Mm-hmm.
And her should be to satisfy him. Now, it is a joint experience. And one genital is no more valuable than the other. But that moment that they're sharing is what's counted.
Mm-hmm.
If he's slacking, then the first time it could be a fluke, but the second, third, fourth, fifth time, becomes a problem. He know he's slacking. Or switch tables. She's slacking. She's dead, if you will. He know it's a problem. That moment, they should stop and revisit this. Let's have a conversation. You usually be throwing that thing back, and now you're not. So who you throwing it back for? What's going on? Because remember now, we talk about consistency. We talk about consistency.
And communication, a lot. Yep, absolutely.
So it is fair for him to kind of want to ask the question.
What I find surprising most is how many people find that to be a hard conversation.
It's an easy conversation, just like what you want for dinner.
Most people don't get it.
We pick and choose what we want to talk about. How many couples you know may not even know how to ask their significant other for any type of attention, let alone special attention?
A few. But, and I mean, I have a girlfriend, and we talk, but, you know, I always wonder why they call me, but I know why they call me, but I just feel like since I've been a child, you say what you need to say. There's no, you know, you don't have to wonder. Like, I don't like to be left in the blind. I don't like guessing games. Like, tell me what's on your mind. And I should be able to do the same thing. There should be no hard feelings, no drawbacks in regards to you stating how you feel. How I feel is just how I feel. And it's up to you to either, you know, tell me what you meant or not, but I feel like everybody should say what they need to say or what they want to say. And then you go from there. If the conversation doesn't go the way you planned, so be it. As long as you got what you needed to get off your chest without being disrespectful. But
if we're having a conversation and you say, you know, this position is awkward. I know it's your favorite, but it's a little awkward. He should be able to say, okay, well, I'll just go and bring that out special occasions. Because you didn't say don't. You said it's awkward.
You're right. But it's important to say exactly. I would think if a woman said a position is awkward, it's because she doesn't want to do it. Or she would want to make it more comfortable for you to fix it or something. But I would just say, I don't like that. But
put a pillow under it and keep it moving.
Really? That's not how that works.
No?
No. If she's uncomfortable, you have to fix it. Because you said it's a shared experience, right?
So then let me ask the question. Why is it awkward? Because this position was tried before, and every time we do it, you think about him, or, you know, why is it awkward?
But y'all should absolutely have that conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, she should be able to answer it. But if she shies away from it, what happens? Where does his mind go?
I don't know where his mind would go. But we got to have this conversation.
Right. How'd it go?
That's my best move.
And what if your best move doesn't work for her? At all? Then what do you do? Is there a compromise?
Baby, listen, we 3 years in. Why don't it work all of a sudden?
What if it never worked and she just got comfortable telling you? Which is crazy, but...
No. You're answering the question with the question.
I'm saying, what if she just got comfortable telling you? Well, I don't
know
why she was 3 years, but... I don't know. That's not a question I can answer because I'm a very forthcoming person with what I want, what I need, and what I will do and won't do. So,
listen, let me explain. See, fellas, let me explain to y'all how the position y'all should take. Your woman is your woman, right? You her man. Sometimes you got to remind her that that's yours. You are the property owner. You are the property owner. She's just the property manager. You dig? So. Sometimes you got to walk through the shrubbery, and it may scrape your leg. That just mean that they need to be cut down. That doesn't mean that you get rid of them. In other words, let's compromise. Let's figure something out. Maybe it's the angle. Maybe it's the position. Maybe we should turn. Maybe we should turn the light off. Maybe we should turn the light on. We need to turn the air up. Maybe we need to turn the air down. Whatever it takes to make it less awkward. Maybe don't stick it all the way in. Hell, make it stick it all the way in. Whatever the case may be, it can be tweaked. You got that property manager?
Property owner.
But no, everything still goes back to the communication.
Right.
Again, if we're comfortable having sex, we should be comfortable having conversations about it. If you don't know how to tell your partner that you want something tonight, then I don't know if y'all should be doing it tonight.
What? But, you know, a lot of women expect their partners to be mind readers.
I think you married the wrong person. I think you should be married to Miss Cleo.
You're right, but you know how many women I talk to and they be like, he should just know. How? You didn't say nothing. And sometimes they be guessing about things.
She don't even know.
They be guessing about things, and I think he's... So just ask. But that's me personally. If there's something that I need to know, then I'll ask. But I'm not a very... I would just say... If something's on my mind, I'm not afraid to say it. But most things that be on my mind don't have nothing to do with nothing.
See, the thing is this. We've gotten so consumed and so caught up with the women, the women gonna put you on punishment. She's gonna put you on pussy punishment. She have coochie control. But the thing again, y'all are the ownership has been shared. It has been passed over to him, and his has been passed over to her. So you really don't have control. You don't. And it's very immature for you to even try to play that card, play that role. He's a grown man. How the hell you gonna put him on punishment? Because watch this. If you ain't giving it to him, what alternatives are you leaving him with?
I agree. I mean, I personally, I don't feel like there is not an argument, a disagreement, a bad day that we could have that would eliminate sex. But, you know, like my thing is, if you ask a man to be faithful and, like you said, in one of the other shows, if y'all having sex 6 days a week and twice on Sunday, I gotta get it together. Like, I mean, especially if you've already set those expectations, like, listen, I don't have time for those games. I just don't feel like even if we, and I personally don't believe you should go to bed mad, but if we read so that's gonna happen, sir, just do this and then go to sleep and don't touch me. But I don't think that should be, you know, like, mm-hmm. even if we had the worst day, maybe that make it better. Maybe that fixed the argument. But I always felt like that was childish. Like, if I withhold, that means the relationship is over.
Let me tell you this. I agree with you. I agree with you. And I've said this. There's four parts. You, your vagina, me, and my penis. It's four parts. Just because you have an attitude don't mean that your vagina have an attitude. That don't mean that I have an attitude. That don't mean my penis have an attitude. It's 3-1. Guess what we doing tonight?
But, I mean, I agree. I've honestly had several shows about that. Because it's like, man, what? Because I just feel like at the end of the day, most women want their faithful partner. So if you withhold on day one and then he gets to day seven and he used to having sex 6 days a week, ma'am, where do you think he's going to get it? Because if he goes somewhere else, then you're going to be upset too. So just eliminate all of that. That's not a fight I'm willing to get into. Like, that should never be a worry. If we not having sex, I'm sick. Like, that's it. I'm sick. There's no anger. There's no frustration. There's no outside entity that could be like, oh, no. I might tell that outside entity, see, listen, I got to get home. I got some things to take care of. Maybe we talk about this tomorrow. We'll revisit this later. Like, I don't even understand how that could happen. Especially if y'all live in a house together. Like, how does this work for you?
Right. Listen here. I'm trying to explain something to you. You may decide that you want to cook hot dogs instead of fried chicken to put me on punishment. That is perfectly fine. But when we get upstairs, hey, listen. Listen, the only thing moving.
That's unhealthy. I just couldn't imagine that. But
But I mean, that's a very mature immature standpoint, or position to even take. You know, well, he don't deserve any. Deserve? That is a shared experience. Deserve? Well, he got to earn it. Earn? Are you serious? How old are we?
He couldn't earn the first time.
I'm just saying. You too old for that?
Nope, he has to earn the first time.
I can't hear you.
A man does have to earn the first time. But once y'all commit it, there's no earning.
No, that ain't happening at all. It never happened the first time. It's not happening at all. Listen here.
It does happen the first time. Because there's always the physical, there's always the initial physical attraction. And then you can do something to turn her off, and she decides, maybe not. It's not it. It's not what I want to do.
Yeah, that conversation right there. That's a conversation right there to have. Beyond the first time? Beyond the first conversation about this? There's nothing else to talk about. You call me, you say, listen, I've had a hard day at work. These folks are getting on my nerves. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. What question's asked? I know what it is to do to relax your nerves. I know what to do. You go back to work, reset, you all the way back down to 2. You was at a 10, now you're down to a 2. You can get through the day peacefully. You may even retain your job. That one bitch who's about working your nerve, who's about to get cussed out, she don't even bother you no more. Because you know everybody got that, that bitch got one more time. You don't even have that no more. All because somebody broke glass because it was an emergency. Somebody pulled that pressure relief valve. If you don't have that, if that's not the role that your significant other is playing, y'all need to call in. We need to talk about this.
Might get to utilize this pretty much. Does your significant other need to be sensitive to your needs? And is a middle ground possible?
And is what?
A middle ground possible.
Should a significant other be sensitive to your needs?
Yes.
When we got together, we had a conversation. You explained your wants, explain your ideas of your needs, all those good things. All those good things. But the thing about it is, you didn't know all that you needed.
Right.
So being sensitive to the ones you knew about will, in turn, open up the door and bring in the ones that you needed. things slow. You knew that you needed respect and all those good things. But you didn't know that you needed a shared, vulnerable state. That was just to gain the trust and the respect. You didn't know that you needed an adult conversation where there wasn't roles, dominance trying to be established. Except just mutual respect. So that wasn't what you put on the table.
Right.
But that's what you had. So, you, yes, you should be sensitive to the ones that's mentioned. But she should also be welcoming to the needs that she didn't know she needed.
That's hard.
What you say?
That's hard. But
that's hard.
Yes, that's hard.
How so?
Because. So. How I say. If you're forever, well, if you're in a state of being for a long time, that becomes, you know, that's how you do things. Like, for years, if you're just always this person, and then you find your person, and they give you something different, at first you are going to back up. It doesn't go over easy. Like, it isn't just, I know I gave a lot of pushback in the beginning because I was like, no, not at all. But, you know, that is hard because I am always caring. And I'll take care of your needs, but I got my needs. Like, that's kind of how I go at things. So, you know, when someone is willing to take care of your needs and you're not used to that, yeah, it's going to be some pushback because that's shaky ground. It's not easy.
It is, but as a man, you're the captain of the ship. You're the captain of the boat, so you stop. You say, listen. We're a team. Don't stop me. Don't dwarf me from doing my part, from growing us. You're still strong. You still got everything else, but my job is to have you. Let me do my job. You do all those other things that you just mentioned before you got here. But now that we're here, no. Job security, remember? You're talking about that. Job security.
Pay every employee.
You say what?
I just said forever employed. So then you get into the conversation where You have men now. I don't even know what to call them men. You have males now who are much more sensitive than they used to. They're different, for lack of a better term. So does, is that, do you think that makes the relationship hard if she's sensitive and he's sensitive? Like, because I know I'm not really sensitive. I'm not even that empathetic. But I care when I care, but when I don't, it's not relevant. But you have, I would say you have more men now that need therapy, like, every day. Every day. And, you know, they just...
They need what every day?
Therapy. They'll easily blame women and females, you know, when they should just really go see a therapist. But with that environment, would you say that could it still be give and take in regards to her being sensitive to his needs and vice versa?
Just like you have a lot of males that need therapy, you have a lot of bras that need therapy.
Thanks.
Right? So y'all shouldn't even try to get in a relationship until y'all have healed. That's first and foremost.
But that's not what
you as a man, you as a man, can't expect her to know your role or know your job better than you. You can't. So she's not going to wake you up and say, or baby, it's time to put your big boy underwear on, or baby, it's time to, you know, stroke your beard and straighten up your tie. She shouldn't have to do this. And just like he shouldn't have to tell you what to do in order for you to warm it up. If you don't know these things already, you really shouldn't be in a relationship, for real. You should be in therapy. Straight up, because the only thing you're doing is bringing harm and hurt to someone else. Because you're bringing your hurt. You're bringing your baggage. Once you go to therapy, at that point is pivotal, because you've just turned your baggage into luggage, right? Because you've learned from your previous relationships, your previous errors, you've learned your lessons. And that's what you want to take into your relationship, the lessons that you've learned, because they have bettered you. You don't want to bring the baggage. And truthfully, it's probably not even in anything but trash bags. So before we even going to get into a relationship, you need to go get your therapy sessions in and let them know that that's your goal. So they can say, well, you know what? I got 24 sessions to get him or her right before they're relationship ready. I got 3 years. I got 10 years. Whatever the recommendation may be. Why is that interesting?
Just with the thought. It's interesting. Just listening. We're always listening to you.
Go with the last part.
I said, I was just listening. We're always listening to you. I agree.
Because sad. I think the saddest part about it is everybody's afraid to be alone, so we just settle, right? You have bras selling for males just to have a warm body, or they'll go get a boy because the man will make them step their game up, or you'll go get this guy who want a girl or want somebody who will allow them to be mediocre at best.
That's how I have to say.
I couldn't hear that last part.
I said that's an ugly face. But I mean, I think it's important in every relationship, in every situation, just in life, to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess unlearn some of the unhealthy things we were taught as children. But you gotta want that. That's the problem. See, if you start unlearning the unhealthy stuff, then it's like, you know.
My question is this. Who's teaching you the healthy stuff, right? You cannot get healthy relationship advice from somebody you've never seen in a relationship. And a healthy relationship is that. If your mother have never, you've never seen your mother with a man, or if you have a few boyfriends, or whatever the case may be, she can't give you marital advice. Same with your auntie, same with your grandma, whoever the case may be. How are you going to advise me to do something that you've never done successfully?
I'm an expert.
And I would be fool enough to listen.
I've had unhealthy relationships and given great advice. But now I'm in a perfect one, so now I give even better advice. Or I, you know, my.
So what's your advice for your unhealthy relationship? Is it more like you learn from that? Or is it more like do what I do?
Oh, no. I never tell anyone to do what I do. Only because, you know, my reactions may not always be, they may not always be great reactions to certain things, certain behaviors. You know, like, I don't have a high tolerance for foolishness, so I'll never tell you do what I'll do. Because some people are a lot more, they're much more able to give, like, second and third chances than I am. But what I will always do more so versus give advice, I always listen. If I call you friend, I'll listen. And then I might just be like, you know, you need to make the best decision for you. But if you ask me directly, then you know I'll be like, listen now. If it were me, I would do this. However, I know that you're not me, and I come from that perspective. And I'll give it to you like that.
Well, for me, I don't, right? I sit down, listen. They'll be like, yo, what would you do? I'll be like, based on what you've told me, on a little bit that I've heard, because I only know your perspective.
Three sides.
I don't know what really went on.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I'll make sure that based on this, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
But I got to make sure that I stress based on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just say shut up. They ain't got nothing to do with me, bro.
You're closest, pal. You can't say that.
So what?
I said that's your closest friend. You can't say that.
Oh, it still ain't got nothing to do with me. Because you know the situation. You knew what it was way back when. But you decided to stay. You did. So.
But people change.
Do they? Mm-hmm. Do they change for the better?
Seldom. Sometimes.
Or do they adapt?
Sometimes people change from the person, or maybe you didn't know that person well enough.
Okay.
That's probably what it was.
So, are you the same in this relationship now that you were in your past relationship?
No, absolutely not.
Is it because your environment is different?
It's because I'm loved differently.
So your environment is differently.
Yep.
So you adapt to the to this loving environment.
True.
Now, over a period of time, this may actually become you because you don't see a reason or need to be anything or any other way. So it's like, you know what, I can let my hair down. I go and put my pistol up. I can put my brass knuckles up. I can put my mace up because I don't need it right now. I don't need it.
Woo.
I mean, it may be in reach, but it ain't in your bag.
Right.
Now, later on, you may do some spring cleaning and be like, I don't even need this. You want to put this up. Because that's not you anymore. So I think before we change, we adapt first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we change.
Interesting.
That's just my two cents. I don't really know. I don't know.
Moving right along.
Moving along.
We talk a lot before we move along. But I think you touched it. Because I was about to ask, you know, because men are always expected to be strong, per se. But I think sometimes we as women forget that y'all need us too sometimes. I mean, I don't, but I'm always, you know, sometimes, most of the time, gotta argue a point for us women out here. But I think sometimes we do forget that, you know, that y'all days may not be easy either.
So,
I'm sorry.
You're strong when you're by yourself. You're strong, you're independent, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we became one, you're no longer independent, and you don't need to be strong. That's my job. You can revitalize my strength. You can support. But my job is to be strong. Your job is to bring the beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm strong and you're strong, at some point, it's going to be a competition. Because you're going to think you're just as strong as I am.
No.
Your job is to remain beautiful.
Mm. interesting take.
What you say?
I thought it was an interesting take.
I don't know why you sound kind of far or muffled or something.
I said that's an interesting take on it.
If you got to be strong for a long period of time, remember, adapt, then change.
Mm-hmm.
You adapt it to you having to be strong for this moment. For a long period of time, you start to change and you become strong. So now, I'm strong. There's going to be a conflict. Because you being strong, you're going to think you're the alpha of the situation, of the relationship.
So why she can't be strong now? Right. Not as strong as he. I said not as strong as he, but why can't she just be strong in her own way?
Because we are together.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the streets, you're strong. You're beautiful. You're strong because you know who's behind you. You're beautiful because you know to whom you belong, right?
Mm-hmm.
When y'all come together, when we come together, you're not, you can't be strong. You don't need to be strong. Because I'm not going to be beautiful. So you continue to be beautiful, and you let me continue to be strong. Again, only thing you can do is revitalize my strength. We can have a conversation. You can help ease my mind. You can help, you know, you can pray for me. Whatever the case may be, to revitalize my strength. But you should not be the strength of the relationship. You shouldn't be my strength.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? You're strong in your own right. You're definitely that. But you're with me. There's no need for you to be strong. Does that make sense?
I got you.
Again, you may even still be an alpha amongst your species. I'm an alpha amongst mine.
Mm-hmm.
When we together, you already know that you're not the alpha. You're an alpha amongst yours, I'm alpha amongst mine. But when we together, I'm the leader. I'm the head. Does that mean I go out and just make the decisions and you have to clean them up? No. That means that I make the decisions, but I consult you first. We have a conversation because every decision that I make impacts you as well.
Daddy.
I don't care if it's something as small as sending my mother $200. Let's just put that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be gas money. I mean, sir, babe, my mom needs $200. I'm going to send it to her if everything's already handled. And you say, well, let me look. Make sure the books are squared away. And we go ahead and handle it, right? But it's consulting you. It's letting you know that $200 is going to be leaving from the house.
Gotcha.
Does that not make sense?
Yep, it does.
Oh, well, if it's that easy, move right along there.
I mean, you can't. Can you argue with that? That's the great thing about healthy, because it's like, okay, versus what? But I think that also comes in with, you got it, you, I promise I have this conversation twice a week. There's so many males who want to be a leader. And they're just not. And but if she trusts you to lead her, you know, good. Sometimes it's the blind leading the blind, but hey, what works for them. But so many males just discuss, you know, I'm the man, and I think in being a man, you have to make room for her to be a woman.
Absolutely.
And then there ain't really no pushback after that. Like, okay. Like, it's not a debate. It's not a why or it's not a question. Okay.
Well, now, again, in that scenario, remember, you're checking the books. You make sure that everything in the house is squared away first.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting anything in jeopardy.
Yeah, but you
men
also
operate
her. You know, like, there's a back and forth there. You know, you never say, I'm sending my mama $200 and that's that.
But men operate out of logic. You say, okay, well, the light bill due next Thursday. Okay, well, I can send her this. I can send her this change right now. I'll have that back tomorrow. Okay, we're good. Right?
Yeah.
Or you could say, light bill due next Thursday. Ooh, shit, I get paid next Friday. So, a man is going to make sure that his house is comfortable, make sure he's comfortable, make sure his queen is comfortable, first and foremost, that is his job, that's his obligation. You can't be a mama's boy and somebody's leader at the same time. I'm going to say that again. You cannot be a mama's boy and somebody's leader at the same time. Because at some point, there's going to be a conflict. Biblically, I think, says you can't serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a conflict. She called, your mama called. Who are you going to answer first?
That's interesting. Because I was just watching a video earlier, and the guy was talking about how his mother comes before his wife.
You say what?
As I was just watching a video earlier, and the guy was talking about how his mother came before his wife.
Well, you probably should have married your mama. I'm going to answer the call of the missus because she's going to give me the strength. We will go answer my mama. We. After I get my mama squared away, you know what she's going to say? Ooh, you better go check on your wife. But my wife gonna say, babe, let's go take care of your mama. Let's go check on your mama. Am I right?
Right.
But at the same time, you can't be a daddy's girl or somebody's wife.
Come again?
You cannot be a daddy's girl and somebody's wife.
Maybe. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
My argument would be, he's your father, you call me daddy. But that's neither here nor there. And it's for the same reason. It's for the same reason. Your parents knew who you were. You know who I am. My mama picks my plate. She gonna put everything right there. She gonna be like, "Oh, this is how he like it." And you'd be like, "Nah, he don't like this to touch. He don't like that to touch." And you got a bowl for the beans because you know who I am. That's the difference. We try to hold on to the past, and we never grow up from that. We still our mama's boy. But yet, in the argument, you want to say, I'm her man. Or I'm the man. You got to pick one. You got to pick one.
Absolutely. I agree. I really agree. Except for that daddy's girl part, but we can talk about that later.
That's cool, but
I'm just kidding.
You can be in denial.
Like what?
You can be in denial. But you know what it is.
But no, I agree. I absolutely agree. Just because it's like, and I get what you're saying about the daddy's girl, but I honestly believe Like, people joke all the time and then be like, I can call my daddy. But if I gotta call my daddy, sir, like, I'm gonna ask you why you're here. Because there's no, if I got a man, why do I have to call my daddy?
Agreed.
Yeah, because if I gotta call my daddy, like, then I gotta hear his mouth. I thought you had a man. Or, so, we're not gonna play those games. Because that's gonna go last. But, I mean, you're absolutely right. And, I mean, I don't think any woman wants to feel, even as his mother, like, you don't want to feel second to your partner. Like, even, I mean, and I had the conversation earlier with a coworker. I don't even want to be second to kids. I got to be healthy first. Like, and people always wonder why I took that perspective as a parent. But if I'm not good, he's not good. Because I got to take care of him, right? Like, I think sometimes people just, I think a lot of us are so set in the ways, the unhealthy ways and incorrect ways we were taught. And it's like, you know, I'm learning that. But I've always, like, if I'm not good, I can't take care of nobody else. I can't make sure the boyfriend's good. I can't make sure the kid's straight. I can't make sure the family's straight because I'm not at 100%. Like, how do you do that?
I agree. I think that's absolutely the mindset you should take. Once we became one, we together make sure the little ones are good. I can't do this by myself. You can't do this by yourself. Or, excuse me, don't want to. So, we have to build up. And even if it's just a rough day at work and it's psychological, you're just mentally exhausted. Let's go, you know, get the kids situated and let's sit down and have a conversation. You know what I mean? We may not put them to bed together tonight. The focus is getting your mental back right, because if you're off balance, we're off balance as a family, as a unit. We all are off balance because we, together, we're the nucleus.
Right.
That's just my two cents. I'm just saying.
That's two cents. I get it. I'm trying to think where this next question stem from. Yeah, I don't know my notebook yet. What exactly do you expect your partner to take on for you?
To take off for me?
On.
Oh, take on for me.
Yep, to take on for you.
I don't expect you to take anything on for me. I expect for it to be shared. And vice versa. Now, you come here, we already know that my belief is all the domesticated things, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the house, I got everything else. You don't got to worry about gas in the car, washing the car, the trash, none of that. Yard, none of that. None of that. If you give me a list, I might even go to the grocery store.
You might even go to the grocery store.
I might even go to the grocery store. With a list. With a list. Don't forget that part. With a list.
List is a requirement?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Because I'm going in there, going down the aisle. You say you want some bread, but I got 800 options. That's too much for me. I might panic and just leave out. So, if you want hoagie rolls,
yeah,
you feel it, you better put it on the list. And I want an old-fashioned written list. Don't be texting me no damn list. No. No. I ain't got time to be fumbling with no phone. Trying to. Nah. Huh?
It comes from the refrigerator to the phone. Don't be like that.
No. I need you to write this down so as I go down the aisle, I can check it off.
You can check it off on the app.
Listen, did your granddad use an app? No. That's how I want you to think of me as your granddad. I am not. Your granddaddy didn't want to go to the grocery store. So, I don't want to go to the grocery store.
That's okay. I'll just Instacart it.
That's fine. But you got to go up there, pull up in the aisle, and call me, and I'll give you a code. Cool. Did you check the bag? For what? No. No, what? Never mind. Never mind. You got to do that yourself. I tried. It's too much. Too much pressure. You gotta do this yourself.
That was ridiculous. I have faith that you can do it.
Yeah, you know what? I had my faith in Tyson too, but he got knocked out. So
Let me try that. So you were in the grocery store with the pain?
So what?
You won't be in the grocery store with the pain? You won't be ready?
No, I'm in the grocery store checking it off, checking the list.
Right.
What I need to write for? I need to check.
Okay. You got a pen to check it off?
Yes.
Or you just get it in order?
I'm going to order and get it, but I'm going to check it off.
Should I write it in the order I, so it's kind of like a seamless process?
Nope. Nope. They got the monikers at the end of the aisle. I can look up there and say, you know what, bread down this aisle right here.
I'm just checking.
Sure.
I'm just checking.
Okay.
think I know where that question came from. What exactly do you expect your partner to take on for you? I know we talk about a lot about my power struggle mentally. I think the question came, I know I saw something as how this question came about, but I think I was trying to get an understanding of, like, because we talk about gender roles and how important that is for you, but, like, you know, if you're not at 100%, you're not at 100% that day, or would you like her to pick up the slack, and vice versa, like, do you think it's important that, you know, she stands, I wouldn't even say stand in your place, but it'd be a helping hand?
I would, if I'm in the paint, I'm going to need you to stay on the sideline. You let me come on the sideline and get a sip of water and get back in the game. Don't come in and try to take over and try to sub, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? If anything, I would say, no, I'm not going to tag you. I would say, figure out or ask, what do I need help with instead of coming and taking over? You know what I mean? Because if I have a list of everything that's going on, I'm stuck at this spot right here.
Mm-hmm.
You may come and do the next thing on the list. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I can see the list and get overwhelmed because the list is so long and it's so great. So instead of you coming in, sitting down at a computer, start coding, you can just go to the list and like, oh, you know, he need 8 folders that's labeled. Okay, well, I can label 8 folders. So now, what I'm doing, whatever I'm doing, maybe it'll come to me to do this and then put it in that folder, do this, put it in that folder. You know what I mean? Like, take some of the load off me, if you will, at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may say, you may come rub me on the shoulder and say, baby, you know what, just take a break for the night. You know what I mean? You may start stroking my beard and, you know, that's the sign for me to come upstairs. Whatever the case may be, that could be what's necessary.
Gotcha.
But you just come to take over. May not be.
Not take over, but maybe be a helping hand.
Right. So the helping hand, again, could be saying, you know what, babe, take a break for the night. The deadline is, you know, 3 weeks from now. Just take a break for the night.
Gotcha. We're learning, as Carpe teaches us.
You say what?
I said we're learning, as Carpe teaches us.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out. And what a beautiful audience I have.
Yeah. Okay, but no, that's interesting. I said that's interesting. So would you, so you don't want her to take over, but you're always in a role of man, in a role of the man. What if she takes that same stance in what she has going on? Is that okay?
Well, again, it's the same concept, right? So, let me come help you. What do you need? Again, you got a deadline, and you've been at this wreck of your brain. You know, let's go for a walk to give you a fresh set of eyes and to reset your brain. You know what I mean? Then we can come back to this.
Gotcha.
Now, you may be sitting at the desk or come beside you and look at the screen and say, oh, maybe you left this character off. Or, like, that's what it was. I knew it was something. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? But if you come and try to take over anybody's situation, you may get some unnecessary pushback. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't do this. I do this every day. And you know, you're trying to do it
though. No, that's disrespectful. But that could, yeah. I said that's disrespectful, but that could happen again.
But if we just go and go for a walk and just reset, and you know, you may even vent a little bit. It just brought you from your 10 down. Or maybe give you another high. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now your mind is elsewhere and you're looking at it from a different perspective.
Right. Gotcha. Yes, I don't know. That last question, I think I'm kind of going to leave that off. Because I think it has something to do with take on for you. I think sometimes, I mean, as a alternative to the question versus like in healthiness, you know, sometimes you find people looking for replacements per se, looking, you know, for the father they never had, or the love they didn't get. I think that leads for a hard relationship.
I agree.
Because, you know, you either, what if you don't measure up? I personally never want to be in a space where I have to take on somebody else's role, per se. Like, I don't want to be a replacement or anything. I want to be me. And that's it. Like, just me. But sometimes, you know, people go and you know, personally, I did that, but not looking for a replacement, just like a runner-up, until I actually sat down and was like, this is ridiculous. because why do you need that? It's gone for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think if you move in a direction and y'all partner up just with a sincere, with just a genuine love, all those holes that you thought were there, or like, they can be patched up if you actually sit down and pay attention. The love, the attention, the affection that you didn't get, you can get it in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
In a healthy way. But you got to be in a position to receive it, to recognize it, in order to receive it. Because, remember, negative attention is better than no attention. So if you just seeking attention, and it's not healthy, you're satisfied with it. It's better than no attention. So, if your relationship is healthy between the two people, everything that you were needing could be fulfilled right there.
True.
And if it's not, then it's probably not the relationship for you. That is a thing also. There is a man that holds his own in bed, will listen to you, help you, and tighten the seat on the toilet.
Indeed. Absolutely. But that mirror. Something.
You said you're there.
I said that mirror is something. Yeah, but that's true. I always recommend therapy to a lot of people. But I think even without therapy, you can do the work, self-work. But sometimes, you may need some outside help, but I think once you get there, it's a great place. It's a great space to be in. But I think a lot of people settle for this is what it is. And this is what it's going to be. And it's just not there. But you're absolutely right.
All you need is to first know you.
Mm-hmm.
As you like to say, don't send a representative in. You know you. Here you go. And when you go, excuse me, be transparent. Know what you're looking for. Know what you want. So that way, that's what he's feeling. Versus, you go up and up this front, this facade, and he's like, okay, cool, this is what it is. Only to find out later on that that's not it.
Mm-hmm. I think what I appreciate most about Kelsey is that sometimes you're afraid to express what you want because people will pretend to be what you want. But not so much a risk in Chelsea. It's not a risk in Chelsea.
I think when you're older and you're mature, you know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
The needs, you have an idea. They have an idea. But through conversation, all will be revealed. And a man will triage the situation and say, well, right now, she needs this more than she want that. Or she may say she want this, and it's like, nah, she don't need that right now. This is what she needs right now. Because this need will be impactful for the long run.
Interesting.
I'm just saying, you know, all of this be known. I'm just,
you know, what did you say?
I'm just making it up as I go along. I don't really be known, you know.
Oh, that's what happened.
Which part?
You making it up as you go along.
Yeah. It sounds good for the show. Get the ratings up. paid for in part by our sponsors. You know, the love connection. But no, the reality of it is, you definitely want to. I mean, and that's if you want a serious relationship, right? You have these conversations. But if you're just trying to, you know, slide under the covers real quick, that'd be known too. You know, so you're wasting no one's time. But if you're a man, remember, you still control the situation. She may just be doing that out of pain. And are you just like, well, I got mine anyway? Or are you like, you know what? Yeah, now we probably should just talk about it first. Because when we finish, I don't want her over there crying. Now it's like, there's another issue. But we'll leave that for the next show.
Really?
Yeah, we'll leave that one for the next show.
Thank you. I give the intercession.
Is that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We'll leave that for the next show.
Right, I'm gonna leave that alone because I have some follow up questions.
You wanna write them down? Write them down.
Right, because that might be expensive. It's so funny how most things could be solved with simple communication. Even the hardest.
Everything can be solved with communication. Everything. Everything can be solved with communication. Why everything?
Mm-hmm.
Because we can go to war. It's because of lack of communication. We can't agree. We can not agree on a time for us to have sex. Have a conversation about it. Guess what's going to end up happening, though? A conversation. Sometimes you may not even set out to have sex. You just be laying in the bed conversing about a book. You may end up having sex. Just from the conversation. A simple conversation. Not an argument. Conversation.
Hmm. Gotcha. Healthy, thriving, lasting.
Yes. All of the above.
So we're taking it all in.
I'm sorry?
I'm just over here taking it all in. Copy deep thoughts.
That's good. I'm just
listening and learning.
Watching the smoke rise. I'm just watching the smoke rise.
Really? Oh, man. So we don't know where it's been tonight. And close it out.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said we didn't overextend tonight. We might actually finish on time.
Hmm. Well, you go ahead and close it out. Let's close it out and get ready for next week.
We'll be back. Thank you, always, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
nothing. It-